From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council adopted a measure Tuesday authorizing a European Union naval force to stop and search ships and seize illegal arms headed to or from Libya. The Council wants to bolster the Libyan government and stop the spread of weapons into the hands of terrorists and militias there. Save the Children says the number of refugee and migrant children arriving in Serbia without a parent or guardian rose fivefold last month. The U.S.-based charity said in a statement Tuesday, the number of unaccompanied minors arriving weekly at Save the Children-supported centers in the capital Belgrade jumped from 15 during the first week to 78 by the end of the month. The World Health Organization says large gatherings, such as the Summer Olympic Games in Brazil, do not mean a greater risk of Zika virus transmission. WHO's Emergency Committee on the Zika virus met Tuesday to consider the possible risks to mass gatherings in countries and cities with a Zika outbreak, including Rio de Janeiro. Dr. David Hyman is the group's chairman.
WHO's recommended a whole series of measures to prevent and to control outbreaks of Zika infection, and those measures are being implemented in Brazil at present, and the committee recommended that they be continued and that they increase, and that includes a whole range of activities.
The UN agency says there's only a very low risk that Olympics in August and Paralympic Games in September might result in spreading Zika internationally. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures. In a statement Tuesday, Zayd said, easy access to weapons, quoting now, leaves little space between murderous impulses and the actions that result in death. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday's mass shooting in Florida was carried out by what he called an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. American-born Muslim Omar Sadiqi Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen Mateen there over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. Authorities in Orlando said they are working on 100 leads to try to determine if Mateen had help in carrying out the attack. Mr. Obama sharply denounced presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump Tuesday, rebuking Trump's call to block Muslims from entering the country.
We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States to bar all Muslims from immigrating to America. We hear language that singles out immigrants and suggests entire religious communities are complicit in violence.
Trump told a rally Tuesday that Mr. Obama is angrier at him than at the nightclub shooter.
The killer's Afghan father supported the Taliban, which believes in violently oppressing women and gays. How does this kind of immigration make our life better in this country? How does it do it?
Donald Trump. The last U.S. presidential nominating contest of the year was held Tuesday in the District of Columbia, where Washington, D.C., the capital city, is located. Media projections say Hillary Clinton is the winner. A new poll, by the way, shows Clinton is widening her lead over Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A number of protesters and police officers were injured Tuesday in Paris during demonstrations against proposed changes in French labor laws. When the demonstrators began throwing things at police, authorities responded with tear gas. A war of words erupted Tuesday between U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. Secretary of State John Kerry addressed the assembly.
The United States joins with Secretary General Almagro and others in the international community in calling on the Venezuelan government to release political prisoners, to respect freedom of expression and assembly, to alleviate shortages of food and medicine, and to honor its own constitutional mechanisms.
Venezuela's foreign minister says her country is being bullied. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.